This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 14th. God's will to you today is faithful equals fruitful. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 16, verse 10, and it says, "If you're faithful in small-scale matters, you'll be faithful with far bigger responsibilities. If you're crooked in small responsibilities, you'll be no different in bigger things." Fruitfulness is a big deal with God. If, as a Christian, you do not bear fruit, Jesus says there's a question mark somewhere. The challenge I have seen with church folk is people want to be faithful in their minds. That is, people have a mental assent. They agree to fruitfulness. They would like to be fruitful. But people do not commit to fruitfulness or commit to do the things that God requires for us to be fruitful. And the key to fruitfulness is faithfulness. When you're faithful in little, much more will be committed to you. As a Christian, you cannot be fruitful if you're not faithful, because that is how it works. I was listening to Pastor Jim Simbala of Brooklyn Tabernacle. They are doing amazing things for God, a great church. He was sharing about his conversation with a younger pastor. And the younger pastor was talking down to his people like trash, using words like useless people and such. So Pastor Simbala warned him about talking about his people like that. Guess what the young pastor tried to do? He tried to convince Pastor Simbala of how useless his congregation was. And there were just a handful of non-committal, useless people, and he wanted to know how he could get a church like Brooklyn Tabernacle. Pastor Simbala told him that he has to be faithful to the people God has given him. If you are faithful with little, God will multiply it. The Bible described the people that came to David when he was running from Saul as people that were in debt, vagabonds, people that were depressed, people that were rejects. This is according to 1 Samuel 22, verse 2. Please read. But those were David's men when they started. By the time they ended, the Bible described them as mighty men of war. This is according to 2 Samuel 23, verses 8 to 39. Please read. David changed their lives. They became great and God promoted David. You have to be faithful. Love your life group. Love your fellowship. Love the people you are leading. Love them. John 15, verse 17 says, "This is my command. Love each other." Pastor, you do not understand. These people are incorrigible. Well, love them. Love them, serve them, and be faithful. The vine dresser is actively involved with his church. That is what Jesus is teaching us in John 15. So do not think that God is aloof. God is actually actively involved, watching out for the branch that is bearing fruit. He prunes it so that it can be more fruitful. He is cutting unfaithful, useless branches. God will bring the fruitfulness by his Spirit. However, you cannot be fruitful if you're not faithful. When it comes to areas of fruitfulness, some people have 7 areas, some have 21, and some have 5. But we have distilled it down to 3, which we will distill further to just 1. But these 3 are like the bedrock. The other 7, 21, and so on, a lot of them are foundations for fruitfulness. Tomorrow, we'll get into the 3 areas of fruitfulness. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I yield my life to you. Help me to be fruitful and committed to all that God has entrusted into my hands. Cause me to be fruitful. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.